The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. It is a Wednesday afternoon. I pray you and yours are well. And thank you for joining us for another edition of this program. We, as always, begin with our impact segment. 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. As you may have heard, those of you listening here in Los Angeles on KKLA, I just talked to David James a little bit about what's to come on the show, and I said, not really sure. I have probably 15 topics, potential stories to my right on the table. And right before I opened the microphone, I prayed, and I've got 6 emails here. And instead of maybe jumping into a story immediately, I want to read, well, at least one of the emails. It speaks for itself on a topic that we need to draw more attention to. Stop being indifferent or denying that the realities of this exist. And as the body of Christ, ultimately take action. Whenever I say you're welcome to email me, I usually say try to keep it short. This one is not so short, but every word is heartfelt, and I want to read it to you. It's from a listener whose name is Lori. Hi, Frank. The issue of abortion is one of the biggest webs of deception ever foisted upon a quote-unquote civil society. Our children and grandchildren have been taught by society that until an unborn baby passes through the birth canal, it's not human. Therefore, one needn't feel bad about an abortion, even in the 9th month. For all the science and pseudoscience used in our culture to prop up weak theories and beliefs, it's amazing yet not at all surprising that the entire scientific community has not spoken up to confirm that life begins at conception. Political agendas and socialist narratives suppress truth to kill the unborn in the name of women's rights. Lori writes, I am a woman and I possess no such right. By the way, if you have any response, you're welcome to call us. If you don't know the numbers, they are always the same each and every day. 888-528-2557. Our phone bank is wide open to you. 888-528-2557. Let me read a little more of Lori's email. Deciding between a baby or a quote-unquote blob of tissue or a clump of cells is now a matter of feelings, just like so much else in our amoral society. If the child is wanted, it's a baby and will be protected at all costs from the moment a woman knows she's pregnant. If the child is inconvenient, disruptive to plans, and therefore unwanted, it's nothing more than a blob of tissue. They've fallen for the lie because of self-centeredness. Some sadly cling to that thought out of fear. That way they don't feel to feel bad about what they know they're doing. And that's the world's problem. They don't want accountability. They don't want to feel bad. This Holocaust utterly takes my breath away. What's worse, the abortion industry is right there to tell a fearful young woman a simple procedure will remove the unwanted tissue and return her to desired lifestyle that she chooses, no loss, no foul. True followers of Christ consist of many sorrowful women who clung to the lie and aborted their child. I do not know one who wasn't deeply repentant and haunted by the memory. Thank God for forgiveness and mercy. though I never experienced this, it could have been me. And what about the fathers and grandparents, sisters and brothers, all those who had no say in the death of the child who would never know him or her? Frank, I was present at an abortion as a young registered nurse. I didn't really know what was happening until later. I recall the ugliness. I recall the lie of a procedure called, quote, therapeutic abortion, end quote, which was nothing more than a whitewashed name to make it sound necessary. I was later present at the stillborn birth of a baby killed in utero due to the patient's cocaine use. I can't forget staring at his perfect little five-month-old body, laying alone and motionless on a sheet in the utility room, waiting to go to the morgue. I actually weep to this day for him. I didn't know Christ then, but this memory is burned in my brain. If you have seen an abortion and they don't want to, they don't want to know, no one will ever tell me to my face that unborn children are anything less than humans on the early continuum of life. Finally, she writes, surely we will pay a price for this assault on God's creation, the only ones created in his image. Lord, forgive us. Have mercy on us. Forgive the lost and ignorant Paxton Smiths of the world. Stop there. Paxton Smith was in the news recently. She was a valedictorian in Texas and went off script and just ran and raved about how her rights are under assault. And this is a war against womanhood and a lot of other things because Texas passed a heartbeat bill. So Lori makes reference to Paxton Smith. Forgive those who work and promote Planned Parenthood and help me with my burning righteous hatred of that evil organization. God, rise up an army against this assault on your creation. And Lord, protect those who speak your righteousness and your truth into this dark world. I volunteer at pregnancy clinics that work to give pregnant women a choice and support. This genocide is now supported by our government. Thankfully, the government is upon his shoulders, Isaiah 53. Listener Lori. 888-528-2557. If you have any comments about the email or the topic or anything, you are welcome to call. In fact, let's talk to April in Los Angeles. April, you're on the financial Gold Hour. I just read a note on my screen. April, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. That's funny. Hi, April.
Hi. How are you, Frank?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sad to hear that, you know, the abortion issue isn't better understood. When we were going to high school, there were a lot of women, young ladies that ended up getting pregnant and did go down to Planned Parenthood. And we were told always that until you were about 4 months pregnant, that it wasn't a baby.
Of course.
And do you know how many lives it's destroyed?
Of course.
It's very sad.
Well, it's not only sad, it's devastating. April, thank you for the call. And this reality continues. We have a new administration. Some of you listening right now, you voted for this new administration. You profess to be Christian. And yet this administration continues to fall over itself for being a medium by which they support abortion in every way, shape, and form. And I don't know. I've kind of lamented. I would relish a conversation with someone that may have a differing view than me, specifically that you're Christian and yet you supported for this administration and somehow you rationalize their view on abortion. I'd just like to have an honest conversation about that. I don't know how you can live like that. And yet that's not really for me to say. other than that's your walk with God. And I'm a filthy sinner saved by the cross of Christ. I have my own struggles, my own issues. 888-528-2557. If you have any thoughts about the email or this topic, we'll take your calls for this impact segment. A lot to cover in this hour. In fact, let me breathe a little bit of hard truth here. You may know a bit about my background, my history. I've not always been a follower of Christ. I've been in radio for a number of years. I did a radio program for 21 at another station. I was a New Age teacher, and I represented my position as being spiritual but not religious. As it applies to this topic, we would have open phones, invite you to call and talk about anything. And from time to time, I'd get a call about the realities of abortion. And at the time, my political views were very left-wing, very progressive, quote-unquote progressive, whatever that means. And I would say, I'm a man. This is not a topic to be discussed on the air. I've not been given the God-given ability to give birth. And I would shut down any conversation about abortion. And I was very pro-choice, right? And I believed a lie because in some ways I wanted to believe a lie. I didn't want to go deeper. I didn't want to think that maybe my lifestyle and my brokenness and promiscuity, I didn't want to, the idea of following God or being with someone by which you're not even in a committed relationship or marriage, it's like I was living in the world for the world. So I didn't want to think about this. And as a baby, no. But some of the things I've realized, there's a wonderful pregnancy clinic in the San Fernando Valley called Open Arms. Debbie Harvey is the woman that runs it. I've spent a bit of time at the clinic and learned a lot that I didn't know. Here's something that you may or may not know as it applies to men and having a say in this conversation. About 80% of couples that walk into a pregnancy clinic, if the man would open his mouth and say that he would like to have the child, the child would not be aborted. But see, men have been lulled into believing the lie too, like somehow they have no say, this is about women, and I'm sure a lot of guys want to be good intention, they want to support their woman, so we acquiesce to their wishes, by which a lot of women don't know. And then you get caught up in the lies of like a Planned Parenthood and the propaganda campaign that they've waged for years. Hundreds of millions of dollars in federal taxpayer money. We still give them obscene amounts of money to promote a lie that somehow they're all about women's freedom and women's rights. And oh my gosh, the crazy right-wingers are trying to ban abortion and shut down Planned Parenthood clinics because they want to control women. And these are lies from hell. And Planned Parenthood has done a good job at propaganda. One of the biggest PR campaigns. Millions of Americans believe, well, if Planned Parenthood clinics are shut down, there's going to be no access to health care for women. Failing to recognize that 70% of the Planned Parenthood clinics were set up in the inner city because Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist and hated black people and wanted to wipe them off the face of the planet. God help me. There's scores of pregnancy clinics that are about preserving the life of the unborn. Women have plenty access to reproductive health care in this country, but you wouldn't know that by the blatant ignorance of the masses. Phones are a little quiet. Maybe I'm stating a little too much truth. not here to offend you, but I'm here to tell you the truth in Christ. That's why I read Lori's email word for word. In fact, I may read another email on the other side that is as convicting on a slightly different topic. I've often lamented, what's it going to take to break through the realities of what we do? A million babies aborted every year. What are we doing? Here's one for you, and this may convict one person. And if this helps convict you, one person, so be it. There are, as Lori accurately stated in her email, many self-identified Christians that have chosen this decision and have regretted it, have been wounded, still to this day struggle with guilt and shame. And it's not all the non-believers that have had abortions. But as she said, we follow a forgiving God. Thank God for forgiveness and mercy. But here's the other part. Don't believe me. Find out for yourself. If you go on right now and Google the Church of Satan, and you find out what they acknowledge as a sacred ritual in the Satanic Church, you will see abortion not only front and center, but they treat it as if somehow this is a holy moment for a woman to be able to kill the life of her baby. Don't believe me. Please find out for yourself. That's why I've begun saying on the program, abortion is literally God help us. It's a satanic ritual. Those that believe, that are anti-God, believe somehow that this is not only the right of a woman, but this makes them more and deeply connected to their womanhood by taking a life. These are the altars of Satan. The abortion mills and clinics, the Planned Parenthoods. I don't say this lightly. I don't say this to be inflammatory or confrontative or controversial. I'm just telling you. And yet it goes on. The perception is not it's a baby. They don't have rights. We're the ones that have all the rights. Here's one last one for you. We'll break and maybe take some calls. We have a couple lines coming in. 888-528-2557. Why is it in some places in our country, tragically and horrifically, when someone is murdered, say a woman who is pregnant, why more times than not, if someone is indicted and charged, are they charged on two murder counts? Please help me understand that one. And yet again, Planned Parenthood receives hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding. And you might still buy the lie. Well, this is about women's rights, women's health care, women's freedom. I want to say this carefully. I've not yet met a woman that has gone through the horrors of abortion on the other side that somehow believes she is stronger as a woman and this was a righteous, justified decision. Everybody struggles with this after because we're lied to leading up to it. And ultimately, The path of healing is imminent. That's why I support my best friend and his wife's ministry, Mark and Tigra Little, No Longer Bound, Recovery Ministry, Abortion. We have to pray healing over those that have done this and free them from the bondage and the lies of the evil one who would have you be shamed forever. But my goodness, somebody has to speak up for the children. Some people do. Some people are. Some people have committed their lives to helping moms, most cases single moms, help birth and raise their baby. Moms. I'm not talking birthing people, by the way. A woman is the only one that's been given the ability to give birth. We live in a messed up, upside down world right now where there's some people absolutely believe men can give birth. Where men, biological men, say they're women, they should be able to compete in athletics against a woman and beat her up, but I digress, so I'll be careful here. Want to know why we still have the realities of abortion? Because we have human beings that are in adult bodies walking around that believe many lies. Case in point, that there's no gender or there's no male and female agenda. This is all born out of rebelliousness against God and the very Ten Commandments that he shared with us. And he asks us to honor and live. And we have free will. It's our choice. But when it comes to the topic of abortion, this man will always speak out against it. I spent way too many years of my life being complicit and silent and indifferent and selfish, and I will no longer live that way. And if you're in this situation right now, you're scared, you're alone, there are people that will help you and love you and give you all the information you need to make a good decision. Not out of fear, not out of selfishness, not out of coercion. There's pregnancy centers all across the country. Again, right here in Los Angeles, Open Arms. It's in the San Fernando Valley. But please open your heart to the realities of what we're doing. These are the altars. These are the sacrifice altars of Satan, and we need to stop it, especially those of us that profess faith in Christ. We have a couple of open lines, 888-528-2557. If you'd like to call, we will field your call and see what we can do about getting you on the air. More on this, the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. By the way, if you would like to send me an email, there's two email addresses, franksontag@kkla.com, as well as franksontag@kprz.com. Listener Lori sent me an email. I read in its entirety the email previously on Impact. It's about the horrors and the pain of abortion and how we are led to believe that it is not what it is. You may have known of Abby Johnston at one time. She was a director of a Planned Parenthood clinic. Handful of years ago, she was witness to a horrific abortion, and somehow her willingness to deny the truth at that point was shattered, and she left. She now has a ministry. You may have read her book or seen her movie recently. She made this point on my radio program a number of months ago, and I think as it applies to this topic, it's something that you all need to hear.
There is a sign on the beach that says it is a felony if you disturb sea turtle eggs. Now, I love animals. I'm not saying that animals shouldn't be protected. Absolutely, animals should be protected. But look at the priorities in our country. Look at where we are. It is a felony. You can be put in prison for tampering with a turtle egg. Yet in Boulder, Colorado, there is a doctor named Warren Hearn who will abort a perfectly healthy baby up until the date of birth. And he's doing it legally. Our priorities are so askew. They are so out of whack in this country. And it's like we don't even see it.
Abby Johnson. It's like we don't even see it. And to me, more to the point, we don't want to see it. Because if we did, not only would we have to grieve, we would have to make some immense changes immediately. And I think change is something that some of us don't want to do. I'll get back to the topic of change in a while. Frank in Ontario, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes, how you doing, Frank?
Frank, I'm okay. How are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, I just want to give my point of view of my wife and I have been married for 41 plus years. But before that, we were actually childhood sweethearts, and we did two abortions, and that was about 45 years ago, maybe 46, and to this day, it still kind of bothers me. And I know the Lord forgives me. I pray for forgiveness. But people don't realize, maybe the guys don't realize how much of this carries you. Even as 45 years later, it's still inside you, allowing this act to happen. And you are a participant to it. And it's, you know, like I said, the Lord forgives you, but it's still there. It's still there, you know. And I like how you mentioned about if the guys over there would speak up, 80% will probably would not abort if the guy wants to keep it. Well, you know, at that time I was like 15, 16 years old. So I just want to share that because I think some people deserve to hear that. Maybe some guys out there who are not really on the borderline for defense and they think, oh, it's just a solution to fix, a temporary fix, that it's not.
Yeah.
It stays with you.
Yeah.
It stays with you for the whole life.
Frank, I appreciate your courage and your honesty. I thank you for calling. I'll say yet again, the ministry, No Longer Bound, you can Google them, look them up. They are abortion recovery ministry. So many still walk around with the wounds of making a very difficult decision. Frank made mention of men. I think a lot of men, like a lot of women, they've bought in the lie. That somehow a man wants to support his woman. So we've learned not to open our mouths. We've been taught that men are almost completely the opposite of the way God made us to be. Like one of the faculties God breathed into men is the ability to protect, to be protectors. I'm not going to take a round robin here, but I suspect there are a lot of men listening right now. If we had to get on the honest table and say, how many of you have really stepped up in the area of protecting loved ones or even people you don't know? I would be surprised if we got basically just a few hands raised. So what do we do? How do we address it? How do we move forward? How do we break these lies? You break the lies with truth. And then you have a moment where you decide whether you'll change or whether you'll stay in, mostly it's selfish ignorance. Changing is difficult. A lot of people don't want to change. Just like a lot of people, they don't want freedom. They'd rather be taken care of. So one of the ways that you can break these lies is with truth. And there are courageous men and women that continue to speak out against this. If you've never heard of Gianna Jessen, let me introduce you to her right now.
Good morning. My name is Gianna Jessen, and I would like to thank you so much for the opportunity to testify here today. My biological mother was 7.5 months pregnant when she went to a Planned Parenthood and was advised, and they advised her to have a late-term saline abortion. This method of abortion burns the baby inside and out, blinding and suffocating the child, who is then born dead, usually within 24 hours. And there should be a photo there. Yes, this is what I survived. Instead of dying, after 18 hours of being burned in my mother's womb, I was delivered alive in an abortion clinic in Los Angeles on April the 6th, 1977. You can see a photo as well of my medical records. My medical records state, born alive during saline abortion, 6 a.m. Ha! Victory. Thankfully, the abortionist was not at work yet. Had he been there, he would have ended my life with strangulation, suffocation, or leaving me there to die. Instead, a nurse called an ambulance, and I was rushed to a hospital. Doctors did not expect me to live. I did. I was later diagnosed with cerebral palsy, which was caused by a lack of oxygen to my brain while surviving an abortion. I was never supposed to hold up my head or walk. I do. And cerebral palsy, ladies and gentlemen, is a tremendous gift to me. I was eventually placed in foster care and later adopted. And hear me clearly, I forgive my biological mother. Within the first year after my birth, I was used as an expert witness in a case where an abortionist had been caught strangling a child to death after being born alive. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, said the following: "The most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it." Planned Parenthood is not ashamed of what they have done or continue to do, but we will have to give an account as a nation before God for our apathy and for the murder of over 50 million children in the womb. Every time we falter in courage as individuals and fail to confront this evil, I wonder how many lives have been lost in our silence while we make sure we are lauded among men and that we don't offend anyone. How many children have died and been dismembered and their parts sold for our ego, our convenience, and our promiscuity? How many Lamborghinis were purchased with the blood of innocent children? The blood that cries to the Lord from the ground, like that of the blood of Abel. Not one of them, ladies and gentlemen, is forgotten by him. I would ask Planned Parenthood the following questions. 38 years later, I would ask them these questions. If abortion is about women's rights, then what were mine? You continuously use the argument, if the baby is disabled, we need to terminate the pregnancy, as if you can determine the quality of someone's life. Is my life less valuable due to my cerebral palsy? You have failed in your arrogance and greed to see one thing. It is often from the weakest among us that we learn wisdom. Something sorely lacking in our nation today, and it is both our folly and our shame that blinds us to the beauty of adversity. Planned Parenthood uses deception, the manipulation of language, and slogans such as a woman's right to choose to achieve their monetary aims. I will illustrate how well they employ this technique with the following quote: "The receptivity of the masses is very limited. Their intelligence is small, but their power of forgetting is enormous. In consequence of these facts, all effective propaganda must be limited to a very few points and must harp on these in slogans until the last member of the public understands what you want him to understand by your slogan." Adolf Hitler. We often hear that if Planned Parenthood were defunded, were to be defunded, there would be a health crisis among women without the services they provide. This is absolutely false. Pregnancy resource centers are located nationwide as an option for the woman in crisis. All of their services are free and confidential. They can be reached by texting helpline to 313131. There is access to vital exams for women other than Planned Parenthood. We are not a nation without options. Planned Parenthood receives $500 million of taxpayer money a year to primarily destroy and dismember babies. Do not tell me these are not children. A heartbeat proves that. So does 40 ultrasounds. So do I. And so does the fact that they are selling human organs for profit. Do not tell me this is only a woman's issue. It takes both a man and a woman to create a child. And to that point, I wish to speak to the men listening to me. You are made for greatness. You were born to defend women and children, not to use and abandon us, nor sit idly by while you know we are being harmed, and I am asking you to be brave. In conclusion, let me say, I am alive because of the power of Jesus Christ alone, in whom I live, move, and have my being. Without him, I would have nothing, and with him, I have all. Thank you.
That brave woman's name is Gianna Jessen, and I just can't help but think if you have any response to what you just listened to. If you do, we have open lines, 888-528-2557. To be accurate, we have three open lines, 888-528-2557. I just wonder aloud if there's three listeners right now that just heard that. And somehow, maybe that literally changed your life. And I won't know unless you pick up the phone and call. 888-528-2557. And we will continue with more of this. This is the Frank Sontag Show. These are very crazy times, scary times. And when it comes to finances and the economy of the country, it's even scarier. Markets way up, and yet you hear experts say it's due for a correction. Maybe you own a home. It's a blessing. In many ways, you've worked hard. You own your own home, and yet you may be sitting in a situation right now where you have thousands of dollars that you can save simply by an expert standing alongside you and sharing from his view what you can do now differently. That expert is a man named Mark Gallagher. Park Place Funding is his ministry, if you will, and he's a dear friend of mine and wants to help you. If you own a home, save a lot of money. His personal cell phone, and it is his personal cell, is 949-244-4333. 949-244-4333. Mark Gallagher would like to take your call and maybe help you save a lot of money if you're a homeowner. So call him. Again, 949-244-4333. And if you'd like, you can also go online to parkplacefunding.com. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. If you were with us in the previous segments, I played an audio, a testimony by Gianna Jessen on Capitol Hill. She is a survivor of a saline abortion. She's one of the most strong and incredible women that I know. And I invited anybody to call, and we actually have one call. I'll just leave it at that. I understand that. When you hear maybe that for the first time, it can really undo you. But let's talk to Rebecca in Los Angeles. Rebecca, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, that audio really got to me. I just want to say thank you for putting it on. I was just talking to my daughter, a teenage daughter, and she was telling me the other day about that the whole I'm sorry, I'm all shook up.
That's okay. That's okay.
At the school, wanted or required vaccines when they go back in. And I told her, you know, we're against it. But I told her, wow, that's horrible. It's like that thing, my body, my choice. And then she said, yeah, it's just like abortion. And I told her, what do you mean? And she told me, well, you know, I think, you know, girls have a right. You know, I grew up Christian, and I try to bring my daughter into Christianity as well. And she knows I'm against abortion, but I just can't believe, like, you know, I asked her, why would you say that? Is it killing a baby? And she told me, well, what if, you know, what if it's a bad situation? Or what if, you know, in a case where the girl was, you know, raped or it was a bad situation, then what? Then what are you going to do? I'm like, yeah, and I told her, Jade, that's you know, that's just horrible. And it just turns out that, you know, 19 years ago, before you were born, her father wanted me to have an abortion. But now, I mean, we're married, and we have a beautiful relationship, and now she's just an amazing teenager. And but I'm just shocked as to how these schools, you know, really relate this message to these young girls. And I don't know how to address her, and I don't know what to tell her.
Well,
that audio really got to me, and I'm going to show her that.
Yeah,
it was so beautiful.
Yeah, let me tell you, you do know how to speak with her, and you already have, and you continue. You will continue. Let me put you on hold. The sound is hard to speak, but I know you're still listening. I want to encourage you. Keep loving your daughter. Shed the tears that need to be shed. Part of the problem, how this continues in America, is not enough of us have shed tears. We it's like we don't even want to stop down to grieve. We don't even know how to grieve well in the West. We want closure or whatever. But keep doing what you're doing. Love your daughter. Pray against the lies by our children have been brainwashed, whether it's this topic or a series of others. And I think for some parents, we're shocked, and I don't want to beat up too hard on anyone as a parent, but here's the reality. We shouldn't be surprised. This is the world. The world is telling our children a lot of lies, and they learn the lies, and they're brainwashed, and they believe the lies are true. Like somehow this is a woman's choice. You know, Satan is the father of lies, and I think the way he wages his war on so many of us, he doesn't present himself completely. Let me give you an example. He can oftentimes mask the lie in a half-truth, where something may sound good and you're like, well, that kind of makes sense. And because we haven't honed our skills, our gifts, we haven't gone by the power of the Holy Spirit ultimately to develop those spiritual faculties by which we are to be discerning. Oftentimes I pray that God would rip the scales off our eyes to see what we're complicit in, because we are. Here's 20 seconds for maybe one pastor. Part of the reason why this exists is because pastors don't speak in the pulpit against abortion. Wouldn't be popular from padding the seats. I said it. I'm not going to apologize for it. It's the truth. Pastors are in a position of shepherding the flock. Some shepherd very well. Some maybe not so well. But it applies to each and every one of us, and what we are willing to admit right here, right now. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. We are sinners. Show us the error of our ways and forgive us. We live at a time where, whether it's a topic of abortion, I mean, pick your poison. Maybe on the other side, those of you that stay with us for the next hour, we'll talk about the New York mom who appeared in front of the school board, or even the Virginia teacher, the guy who got run off his job. He's got his gig back. We'll talk about that. But my point is speaking out against the lies, it will come at a cost. You may not always be vindicated. You may not always hear from anyone that will say thank you. You may just hear nothing but lies and anger, and you may be persecuted for speaking the truth. But if you don't know the foundation, if you don't know the rock you stand on in the first place, that's the essence of the key of it all. And when you know who Jesus Christ is and what he did, what he does right now, what he calls us to do, deny ourselves, then you can speak boldly and not care, have no fear other than want to share the truth for God's glory. This is the Frank Sontag Show.